Welcome to Stoic Habits. Make Stoicism a habit every day.
This podcast is brought to you by the Stoic Mindset Career Coaching Program. A career is a reflection of the life you want to live. Find out how to use Stoic principles to find clarity and purpose in your career. Go to livestoic.com/coaching for more information. The mind is the most powerful tool in practicing Stoicism, but you need to take care of the mind. Find out how to maintain your brain on your Stoic path with the Live Stoic newsletter. Go to livestoic.com/newsletter for more information. Enchiridion chapter 12. If you want to make progress, give up such reasonings as these. If I neglect my affairs, I shall not have the means to live. If I do not punish my slave boy, he will be bad. It is better to die of hunger, but free from grief and fear, than to live in affluence with a disturbed mind. It is better that your servant should be bad than you should be unhappy. Begin, therefore, with little things. Is a little oil spilled, a little wine stolen? Say to yourself, this is the price paid for peace of mind, for freedom from disturbance, and nothing is to be had for nothing. When you call your slave boy, be aware that he is capable of not taking notice, or if he does, of not doing what you want. But he is by no means of such importance that it should be up to him whether or not you are disturbed. Stoicism teaches that it's not things or situations that cause negative emotions in us, but it's our impressions, our perceptions of them. So if you have something that happens to you and it's your impression that's causing the way you react, that's fine. But what do you do from there? Anxiety can start in all aspects of life, and sometimes you can't stop yourself from being worried and anxious about a particular situation. Again, it's your impression of the situation, not the situation of itself, that causes this to happen. But there's some simple techniques you need to calm yourself down in addition to recognizing your impressions. Concentrate on your breathing. People will tell you to breathe when you're feeling worried, and it's true that you can start to hyperventilate or hold your breath when you're nervous, worried, or stressed out about something. When you start worrying, take a moment to concentrate on your breathing. Count to five as you inhale and count to five as you exhale. Repeat this as long as you need to feel settled. Focus on the positives rather than focusing on things that can potentially go wrong. Think about things that can go right. Imagine situations where nothing goes wrong and everything goes the way you want it to. This is particularly good if you're worried about a situation such as an interview, a meeting, or performance. Remember, it's imagining things that may not happen on the negative things that cause you to feel worried. You can even have a massage or take a bath or a hot shower. It's amazing how much little things like these can help you stop feeling worried or anxious about anything. Even though worry and anxiety comes from our brains, it can also affect physically as well. You may start to get more tense, develop headaches, even have shoulder and back pain if it continues. Hot water not only makes you feel better, but a head or shoulder massage will make your worries disappear. This helps in understanding what happens to you. Talk to somebody. If you have worries, talk to somebody that make you feel comfortable, and you have many benefits from this. One benefit is talking to somebody helps you offload anything you're tired or stressed about or worried about on a consistent basis. It also allows you to talk it through and get a different point of view on a situation that is causing you worry. It gets some fresh ideas and insight, and other people can bring you back to reality and help you understand the situation, and it's not as bad as it seems. It's pretty good that we understand what our perceptions are of the situations around us, but sometimes we just need a little more in order to help us get over worry and anxiety. Thank you for listening to Stoic Habits. For more on self-improvement with Stoicism, check out our website, livestoic.com.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.